This weekend's snowstorm didn't stop hundreds of people from participating in Syracuse's Women's March on Saturday. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
Since the first Women's March 2 years ago, an historic amount of women have been elected to Congress. But many of those who participated in this weekend's march, like Mary Petrolis from Manlius, said they still feel uneasy with President Donald Trump in the White House.
It's really important to get out in the streets, not just voting, but getting out in the streets and remaining active and resisting.
The group expressed concerns about threats to women in 2019, like the fate of abortion rights now that the Supreme Court includes two new conservative justices. But they also criticize how the Trump administration is handling immigrants, like his push to build a wall along the country's southern border. The group ended its march at the University United Methodist Church, where Shadia Tadros, a local immigration lawyer, rallied those gathered to expand their fight for more than just women, but for everyone who is threatened.
Justice must include everyone. It cannot be folks that look like you, people that live on your block, that live in your community. It must be justice for all.
For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.